to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And this whole idea about that whole talking about these social issues and who's going to pay for birth control pills, I'm worrying about, you know, the undermining of our civil liberties, the constant wars going on, the debt of, $16 trillion. And they're worrying about birth control pills. And here he wants to, control people's social and lives. At the same time, he voted for Planned Parenthood. I mean, I don't see how anybody can get away with that inconsistency, pretending he's a conservative. And his voting record is, I think, from my viewpoint, an atrocious voting record, how liberal he's been and all the things he has voted for over the many years he was in the Senate.
There's Ron Paul. Doesn't think much of Rick Santorum's sudden interest in social issues, especially when he voted to support Planned Parenthood while he was in the Senate. The GOP contenders and their contentiousness. That's how we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with reporter Thomas Roberts and Al Sharpton from MSNBC talking about Rick Santorum and his comments on some of the social issues of our time. These two guys think it may be difficult for him to get the support he needs to win the Republican nomination.
Social issues, they are front and center in the race to face President Obama, with Rick Santorum becoming the poster boy for the Republican rhetoric leveled against the White House over topics ranging from contraception to religious principles. The Santorum surge caught the eye of the president's reelection team after comments he made on the trail this weekend.
It's not about you. It's not about your quality of life. It's not about your jobs. It's about some phony ideal. Some phony theology. Oh, not a theology based on the Bible, different theology, but no less a theology.
The President of the United States is exercising his values and trumping the values of the church. If you don't want to call it a theology, I'm fine with you. You can have them let me know what they want to call it.
And then reporters, journalists picked up on the Santorum statements, and here's what he had to say, his reaction to the responses over the weekend.
I wasn't suggesting the president's not a Christian. I accept the fact that the president's a Christian. I've repeatedly said I don't question the president's faith. I've repeatedly said that I believe the president Christian. He says he's a Christian, but I am talking about his worldview or his the way he approaches problems in this country, and I think they're different than how most people do in America.
So, Reverend, when we talk about what's taking place on the campaign trail and Rick Santorum giving plates of red meat when he's out to potential supporters and then going on the Sunday talkers and kind of walking things back, how is the electorate supposed to interpret that? How is the Obama White House supposed to interpret that?
Well, I think that you can't interpret it one way, and that is that he's trying to have it both ways. He said months ago, the president says he's a Christian, then he walks it back. He comes this weekend talking about phony theology and that he's against the values of the church. Then he goes on a Sunday show, walks it back. He says black people and food stamps. Then he says, no, I said black people. Walks it back. There is a pattern here that he's trying to really play on the fears and divisions of Americans and then try to act like a statesman on Sunday morning. And I think that he's continually getting caught in this. If he's going to take a position, take it. Stand right. But don't keep trying to play with the public. And you can't, in my opinion, you can't play with the term theology. Theology is what it is. We can have different opinions. We can have different facts. The fact is, theology is about someone's religion and faith. It is not about somebody's policies and politics.
Well, as you have Rick Santorum speaking live in Steubenville, Ohio, as he is on the campaign trail, and Reverend, just over the last hour, Rick Santorum shifted from the theology discussion to ideology. Take a listen.
It's ridiculous. What they have done, and I referred to it the other day, and I got criticized by some of our, well, less than erudite members of the National Press Corps, and that we elevate, in fact, look at this ideology of the earth, if you will, and rise it above the interests of man. Whereas we all know that man has a responsibility of stewards of the earth.
So here we are. We're members of the National Media. We get to talk about this. So let's talk about, is he being a candidate that's basing his presidential hopes on the book of Genesis or the Declaration of Independence? Or is it a combination of both?
Well, I think he is trying to say that he's basing it on the book of Genesis when he says Bible-based. But what about those, and I'm a Baptist minister, practice and believe in my religion. But what about those that don't agree? This is not a theocracy. This is a democracy. And can we have someone that is running as a candidate in what he feels should be a theocracy be really the steward of a democracy? And I think that's something he's going to have to deal with.
Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along in a moment. Stay tuned.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance? Sit down, unfortunately.
Hello. of staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-941-2406. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-941-2406. That's 1-800-941-2406. 1-800-941-2406.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. We're into the GOP race pretty much every day. We get into that. It's all part of the news. And from Fox News, Laura Ingle talks to political analyst Kirsten Powers and Rich Lowry about Mr. Santorum's recent comments. That is, all the attention that's come from him talking about religion and politics.
Do you guys believe that Santorum questioned Obama's Christianity by saying the President of the United States is exercising his values and trumping the values of the church? Kirsten, what say you?
Well, when somebody brings up theology and refers to the Bible, it's a little hard to believe that they're not questioning his Christianity. I saw some explanation of it that he was talking about radical environmentalists. I don't really see that. So I think that it was out of bounds. Even if it was about radical environmentalists, the president is not a radical environmentalist by any stretch of the imagination. So, it's definitely out of bounds for a presidential candidate to say something like this.
Well, let's hear from Mr. Santorum himself. He says he was not. Let's take a listen.
I accept the fact that the president's a Christian. I just said that when you have a worldview that elevates the earth above man and says that, you know, we can't take those resources because we're going to harm the earth by things that are that frankly are just not scientifically proven, like, for example, the politicization of the whole global warming debate. I mean, this is just all an attempt to, to centralize power and to give more power to the government.
So, Rich, what is he doing here? Is he questioning the environmental concerns,
yes,
or is he questioning President Obama's Christianity? What do you think?
This is a media scandal. You can do a Google News search on this remark and get about 800 stories, none of which quote the full context of his remark in Ohio. And that little video clip we played of him earlier also didn't capture it. If you just back it up, a line or two more, he's talking about drilling and environmental policy, and it's a commonplace among folks on the right that radical environmentalism has a theological element. It's a highly moralistic, apocalyptic creed, and that's entirely the point he was making. He wasn't questioning the president's character or his faith at all. So I think it's a scandal. We spent 2 or 3 days arguing over what is a phony controversy, and shame on Robert Gibbs for not going back and getting the full context of the mark before smearing Rick Santorum on national TV.
From CNN, Ashley Banfield talks to political analyst Joe Williams and Trey Hardin about Rick Santorum's move up in the polls and if he's likely to be able to keep that momentum going.
Does it surprise you?
It is surprising, and it probably is more surprising to the Mitt Romney camp because this wasn't supposed to happen. This wasn't supposed to be in the script. Basically, you have Mitt Romney expecting to grab the nomination and having stumbling blocks, including in his home state of Michigan, because Santorum seems like the more authentic conservative. Mitt Romney has had this problem all along because he's been the red governor of a blue state. He speaks conservatism, but with a Massachusetts accent. Rick Santorum, on the other hand, seems true blue, authentic, believes what he says, and that's a problem that Romney has had a difficulty getting across to voters and the public in general.
So some people say they're surprised by the numbers because they hear an increased sort of rhetoric and a strident nature that keeps bleeding its way not just into the commercials that are run by the super PACs, but also by the candidates on the campaign trail. And I want to play something from this weekend that really stood out. It was Rick Santorum talking about the president's religion. Have a listen.
It's about some phony ideal, some phony theology. Oh, not a theology based on the Bible, a different theology.
Trey Hardin, jump in here, if you will. Look, I get core conservative values, and I get red meat. This is something I don't get. President Obama has said over and over again he's a Christian, and yet it doesn't seem to be well accepted. In fact, you know, when pressed, Rick Santorum even said, "I take him at his word," which is a far cry from saying, "I believe the guy's a Christian." Is that just a dirty low blow, like the birther movement and everything else?
Well, infusing theology into politics is just not a winning strategy. Right now,
but
you
he's
have...
winning!
You got to remember who he's winning among. He's winning among hardcore conservative Republican voters. I mean, those wins that he had recently in those states, very low turnouts, high Tea Party states. So not surprising message, but it's not a winning message in the general election. We have the highest number of registered independents we've seen all time, 20% from 2008 of the Democrats who voted for Obama
but
have re-registered.
But you can't get to those independents until you've gone through the gauntlet of those folks in this primary.
Right, and I would argue that this is who Rick Santorum is. He has no chance of beating Barack Obama just for this reason. He believes in this. It's his core principles, but it's not a winning strategy, so he has no chance of beating them.
Would you like to hear a little bit more about what's going on in politics? Stick around. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, talkity-talkity-talk. This is about Romney Care, Mitt Romney, etc. And presented here by host Garland Robinette, who talks to host Todd Feinberg from Boston about Romney Care.
Tell me about what people think about Romney Care in Boston and Massachusetts.
Mostly, I think people don't notice it because it didn't change most people's lives. It's a little different than what it means to have a federal takeover, because on the state basis, all it was doing was requiring everybody to have insurance and setting up what's called a connector, a store, basically, where people can buy insurance policies, and then cajoling the insurers into doing these simplified packages to make it more affordable, and then providing some help financially for people who couldn't afford one of those packages. So it really was designed to get the 7 or 8% or whatever it was of Massachusetts that didn't have an insurance plan to get one, and then providing some subsidies for doing that. So the people who notice it are the ones who can get a health care insurance plan when they couldn't get one before. And other than that, it's not that visible to the rest of us who are working and have plans, or I guess for people who didn't have them and still don't have them, because there are a few of those, it didn't change life as well. But even though the plans are spoken of, the Massachusetts plan and the federal plan, as if they're these closely related things, it really is entirely different doing this on a state basis. And by the way, most of the impetus for doing the thing on the state level was that they could get the federal government to keep pumping extra Medicaid money in to pay most of the bill for it. So it maybe costs the state of Massachusetts an extra $1 billion, and that's a lot of money, but in a $35 billion budget, it's not the kind of thing that's that visible.
Here's another Boston host, Michael Graham, with the Weekly Standard's Bill Kristol about the latest polls.
Well, are you cheered by the polling showing Rick Santorum beating Mitt Romney in Michigan? Three polls now, and a new poll showing him up significantly in Ohio.
I'm interested by it. I mean, I was in Ohio yesterday, actually, giving a speech in Columbus, met with some people, too, and I was struck, and I called back to the office last night, late in the afternoon, and said, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, in Ohio, we hadn't seen any polls at that point, just one, but I said, I'm just sort of struck. This was in Columbus, fairly upper-middle class, business types, not, you know, rabid Tea Party populist types, I would say, and there wasn't much support from Mitt Romney, and I thought to myself, not much enthusiasm about it, and I thought to myself, I wonder if his support, even among the establishment types, in the different state capitals isn't nearly as deep as it is in New York and maybe Boston and Washington. I mean, anyway, I do think he's weaker than we thought. That's been the story the whole season. We'll see if Rick Santorum can now sustain it. He's going to come under assault, and he's given, you know, he's got a couple of things that are vulnerabilities, obviously. But I think it'll be a little harder to take down than if Gingrich was, or Michelle Bachmann, or Herman Cain, who kind of took themselves down, I guess. So, yeah, I think it's interesting, and I, you know, people are very worried. Obama's now ahead in the polls, but it's very, very early. He's got a little bit of an economic recovery here, and he's got Republicans beating each other up, but that's going to change an awful lot, I think.
You know, it's fascinating. I heard a clip of a speech that was given today in support of John Kerry in 2004 from Senator Kennedy, whose nephew, as you know, announced today he's going to be running for Congress here. And in 2004, when unemployment was around 6%, he was on stage going, "This is about the economy, and John Kerry's going to make it about the economy. It's all about the economy." And you're thinking to yourself, that's where the bar was in 2004. The economy, obviously, in much, much worse shape. The idea that President Obama's standing can maintain, he can maintain the standing, I should say, after we spend a couple of months talking about the economy is a faint hope the Democrats have.
And I think it's very important also, though, the Republicans not just talk about the economy. People are not just economic animals. They don't just vote on their pocketbook. It can be a little ambiguous with how the economy is doing. You can't prove that it would have done better under Republican policies, conservative policies. You and I obviously think it would have. But I think of all these other issues, foreign policy issues, the Obamacare remains for me just such a central issue. Obamacare will be the law of the land forever, certainly for the next 4 years. If Barack Obama wins re-election, it will be repealed. If a Republican wins, especially, I think if Rick Santorum wins, it's a clearer contrast.
Up next, your calls and more on the celebration of John Glenn's flight. That's coming up in the next half hour. You'll dial us up at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller, and I told the field artillery observer that, I said, "You remember where my left flank was?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds, because you got to get them off them." And he said, "Well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men." And I said, "You just tell us when it's on the way, and I'll get my men down," because I said, "If you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway." So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopia Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, we continue with the things that you're talking about today on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the usual public forum, public airwaves used for discussion of public issues, the presidential conversation, and people with their thoughts about who's running for president. What are your thoughts as things continue to define themselves? I guess that's a good way of looking at it. Rick Santorum defending himself after some controversial remarks. Were they taken out of context like so many other? I'm not one who is a big fan of Rick Santorum, actually, but the underlying story here isn't really that. He was in Columbus, questioned President Obama's theology, claimed that his words were not meant to question the president's religious beliefs, but rather criticize what he called the extreme environmental regulations of the Obama administration. I think that a lot of times these things are taken out of context. When you're speaking as much as these people are who are running, you are going to, it's like being on the radio for 3 or 4 hours a day over a number of years, you're going to say things that sometimes tick people off or that they don't really understand, they being the people who are listening to what the conversation is about. I'll give you a pretty good example of that, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, I was talking, as is the matter of course, again, as I said, the politicians and their politics and their policies and their preferences, they all become part of the history lesson here. And so I said something that obviously a listener whose email I'm going to read for you now, he didn't have a clue, but yet he was happy to criticize me, and in doing so sound kind of foolish because he doesn't really listen to my words and doesn't really know anything about me. But he's like so many other people that are quickly rush to judgment on something. I said yesterday that there would be a revolution in the streets in 15 minutes if Santorum
overturned Roe v. Wade. And then this fellow, Mr. Boyle in Helena, Montana, said, by whom? You mean a nationwide hissy fit? It's my fervent prayer that abortion be overturned. Infanticide ought to be overturned. And then he makes reference to Ms. Pelosi and Ms. Boxer, the congresswoman and senator from California, some other Obamaites. And then he says, and yourself can paint it any way you want to. It's not a woman's health issue. It's a 99.9% preventable. And to be honest, I'm feeling more than a little perturbed that I'm being forced to pay for somebody else's irresponsibility. But that's the progressive mantra, isn't it? Do what you want. Don't worry. We'll have somebody else take care of it. Occasionally, Doug, you confuse your listeners with a grain of what used to be common sense. Then I listen to how rabid you are in favor of aborting babies, and I'm reminded again that you're a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. And yes, laws against manslaughter can be and are legislated, except apparently when it comes to preborn infants. Well, Mr. Boyle, you haven't got a clue about who I am or what I believe, even though many times, I explain on this program and other programs that I do exactly what I feel. So that you'll feel a little foolish in your rabidness. Now, I am not rabid about anything except getting the government out of my life. And that may be including you and people like you who want to force people into thinking the way you think, which isn't, frankly, still America is free enough so that we don't have people telling us exactly what to think. Oftentimes we have people who infer or insinuate. And in your case, that's what you're doing here, suggesting that I'm, and using the word liberal like it will, you know, and that's how a lot of people look at it. And liberals look at right-wingers the same way, with disgust. So in a way that I can most assuredly, or I guess I'm not most, but hopefully you'll understand, I have never been, ever in my life, in favor of abortion. I have, in fact, rallied and caused lots of conversation on the air in the opposite direction. But I also don't believe it's my right to tell people what to do. So if I were in a relationship, let's say, and the woman with me got pregnant, I would do everything I could to keep that woman from not deciding to terminate the pregnancy. I don't approve of it. I don't like it. I don't want it, but it is something that, unless in this circumstance, it certainly would be my business because I was on the other side of the equation. But as with so many other things today, we have people telling us what to do or who want to tell us what to do in our bedrooms or with whom to be and how to love and where to love. And I have no tolerance for that. I'm sick and tired of people like you who want to tell everybody else what to do. I don't want to have the government pay for these things, and you're right in suggesting the government does all too often, not anymore in the majority of cases, but yeah, many women have become baby factories, and they've decided that they wanted to have babies so they could get more money out of you and me in the welfare system. That's completely wrong as well. But to suggest that I'm in the same league with people who completely disagree, and then to just disgustingly sort of infer, not even infer, but say, that I was just like everybody else, it just shows that you don't know what you're talking about. But you set up the case for people and their intolerances to be put at the top of the page. Progressive, yeah, I actually am progressive in many respects. I don't know what that means other than I like to move forward instead of backwards. And you won't find me voting for Rick Santorum unless there's something. I mean, I want anybody but Obama to be in, but I'm certainly not going to vote for him in the primary. You can do as you choose because we have a free country, and you can say what you want because we have a free country. But I also have a way of responding, obviously, through the voice that I present on this program. But, you know, it's so typical of people who don't listen and don't want to listen. I am not in favor of abortion and work hard in my own life to try to curb the urge for those who want to do it. There are lots of alternatives, and I think that's part of the education, which obviously this man has not had. So, I've said my piece there. 800-510-8255. I do think Santorum was taken out of context in this particular thing. He clarified the remarks he made, and so we move on, right? Don't we? Just like, let's take the next, we'll go to the next page, and we'll get to some of your calls in a matter of moments on all of these things. It's 18 before the hour on the countdown.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Excluding baggage. No. Ends 2/29/12 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the riboflavin.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
All right, so 15 before the hour. Actually, I figured there'd be some response. I'm not sure this is a response to that, but here's another email from a fellow named Robert Fleming, who says, I listen to your program. Sorry, I can't tune in more often. Your format is interesting, especially when you bring in clips from the pundits who attempt to share their special knowledge and insight with the rest of us. I'm a hardcore independent. Feel we need a strong third party and term limits. Two terms for six-year senators and four terms for two-year representatives. This would guarantee a turnover of the players on a fairly regular basis, ridding the system of entrenched incumbents that are impossible to defeat unless they really screw up. Anecdotal answer or suggestion has been over the past 3 or 4 years that we have one term for everybody, 6 years for Congress, 6 years for the Senate, 6 years for President. People can't run for re-election to the same job. Anyway, Mr. Fleming continues, I was hoping the Tea Party would evolve into that third party and may still do so as it takes time for the leadership to establish itself. Their efforts worked very well at the state level in 2010. It appears they have done a good job resisting aligning themselves with a particular presidential candidate. For now, unfortunately, the 2012 choices will have not exactly inspiring. Obama will probably win by default, as the Republicans have screwed up royally with many of the top candidates sitting this one out because they know how difficult it will be to beat Obama. That is the likes of Christie, Jeb Bush, etc. Where are they? They're watching from the sidelines, looking forward to 2016. I just hope 2016 will be a time of economic recovery and growth, with peace in the Middle East and positive trade relations with China. Of course, by then, Russia will be a huge problem. No telling what's going to happen to North Korea. He goes on to say, thank goodness we live in a country where free speech remains one of the pillars we defend. We must remain diligent in that good fight. I'm 54, grew up in St. Louis, not really realizing how good I had it until I was old enough to appreciate the Leave It to Beaver lifestyle. All the good, meaningful wars have been fought. The only thing left is chasing cowards around our planet, weakening our military, and making us second-guess our mission as the world's policemen. I've always said this country, throughout its history, has been fortunate to have the right kind of leader emerge just in time to deal with big issues. I don't see leaders emerging. Obama has failed in that role. I actually did have some hope he was going to be the next great leader. Ugh. I'm with Mr. Fleming. I agree with you. I don't agree that Obama can't be beaten. In fact, I think I'm a believer in thoughts are things, and if we hold that thought, then he will win. If you hold the thought universally that he'll get beaten, and then I think there's a good chance that he will get beaten. He needs to be replaced. All right, there are thoughts and things, and we continue. 800-510-8255. Greg's listening in Florida to the countdown.
I had a lot of exception to what Senator Santorum was certainly calling the president's religion and then his form of Christianity a phony sort of religion. Take a lot of exception to that, particularly by a presidential candidate to the president of the United States and he himself hoping to become president. Every religion should be respected by others regardless of, again, what they may feel personally about that religion. Every religion, as you know, carry its own personal tenets of worship and belief in their own deity. And I just think it was just reprehensible that Senator Santorum would make that kind of comment. Also, the comment, the sort of comment he made had a tinge of what would be, in my opinion, this kind of subtle subordination of one form of Christianity to another.
All right, sir, appreciate your thoughts and comments about the president and religion. Keith in New York, tired of hearing politicians like Santorum criticize any number of things.
I'm from Bronx, New York. Mm-hmm. I'm a prior graduate of Clark Junior High School and Westinghouse High School in Brooklyn during the 70s. The problem that we have with the public school system, it's not like it was back in the days, right? When I went to school, right, the politicians had their kids in our schools, right? Society has changed up a lot since that time. Parents are now working two jobs, so you have less kids, children who are at home, who are studying and doing what needs to be done for schooling. So the bottom line is, the problem that we have is the politicians who have their kids in Washington, D.C. schools or whatever else schools that they have, if they had their kids in the public school system, it would get better.
All right, here's Patrick in Delaware.
I'm a white Irish Catholic, and I'm very proud of being white. As far as questioning the race, religion, or ethnicity of a candidate, if you don't question that, you're a fool. Because we are all the product of those environments. The decisions that a president would make has to do with his religion, with his race, and with this necessity, you cannot just exclude that stuff. You've grown up with it all your life, and you're gonna, it's going to affect your decisions when you do it. What about, these people say they won't worry about a person's religion? What about these snake-handling people? Would you vote for one of them? I wouldn't.
Okay, I guess that's a sort of rhetorical question, since we're out of time in this portion of the program. Coming up, a countdown extra for you here at 51 after the hour, the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As many of you may know, this week marks the 50th anniversary of John Glenn's historic flight on Friendship 7. So I had a conversation yesterday with Jay Honeycutt, who was the director of the Kennedy Space Center for a number of years before that, directed the shuttle program, and he reflected on this part of the space program.
Well, they were all test pilots, so that, I mean, this basically was the ultimate flight test program for them. So although Doug gives me more credit than I deserve, I actually didn't get started till about the middle of the Gemini program. But these guys, particularly the first two or three groups of astronauts that they picked, the original seven that Glenn and the Carpenter were in, and then the next group that had folks like John Young and Neil Armstrong, those kind of guys. And I mean, they're all consummate test pilots, and what better test opportunity could there be than particularly the early days of space? You didn't know. You know, the worst part is you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Their ability to react to it. You know, Glenn's flight, they had a huge problem with indication that the way the heat shield on that thing worked, it was as it after you came through the orbit, the thing would sort of expand to form a cushion when it hit the water, and there was a indication that while he was on orbit, there was an indication telemetry indication that had happened. So there was a lot of gnashing of teeth and things they ran through to try to verify whether the fact that it had deployed or just looked like it did. So, you know, I mean, those are the kind of decisions that had to get made, or opportunities for decisions that had to get made, that panic wasn't a thing that would help in the solution to any of those problems.
Well, those guys, that was part of the deal, though, Jay, wasn't it? Those guys were so trained, the pilots that were in some of these crazy maneuvers that they did and testing things. This was just the only thing different here is that it went higher than the planes. Other than that, exactly.
They thrive in, they thrive in that environment. You know, where you and I might freeze and say, right. "Oh my God, what am I going to do now?" They're looking for opportunities. So you know that's the reason they got to be where, you know, there's some people, you know, that enjoy walking on the edge, like to climb mountains, or like to dive in the deep sea, or like to fly their own airplanes, and there are others that don't put me in that environment. I don't, you know, I'm not comfortable there.
So. Yeah. So as the program, so Glenn's test 50 years ago today proved what? Other than he could do it, what did prove about what we could do, given the fact that Russians were all over this and we wanted to try to beat the Russians, right?
Yeah, well, it proved we could do it. And although there was some bit of a national hysteria around the Russians at the time, and I mean all the way up to the moon landing, nobody ever thought about it. Well, we need to do this, or this has to be successful, because if it's not, we're going to, you know, we won't beat the Russians. I mean, everybody had the attitude of, this is what the president asked us to go do, and by golly, we're going to do it. And a little setback here or setback there is slowing us down in doing what we've been asked to do, but not putting us another, you know, 6 months behind the Russians or whatever kind of stuff. I mean, you know, that really wasn't a significant contributor to the thought processes of the workforce. You know, what went on in Washington, you know, I can't speak for that. Not back then,
yes,
North.
Yes, yes, you can, but you don't want to. Right. You can't speak to that. Yeah, okay. So these guys, A Few Good Men, what was the first movie? It was called A Few Good Men, wasn't it? What was the first movie about?
The Right Stuff was, you know.
Right Stuff. That
kind of got everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the orbiting tools, if that's what it was, they did the same orbit. They went around the Earth the same way.
Right, yeah, you launched out of here, which was 28.5 degrees inclination. And they all, I mean, they all flew on. From here, no matter which program they were in,
right. But then when the shuttle came along,
short.
All right, so that's Jay Honeycutt. Used to run the program, the launch site at Cape Kennedy, and a great, great guy. We'll have that entire interview posted at DougStefan.com. 59 past on the countdown.